Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Tickle.
Me, me, me.
You know, that always happens just when you're in the middle of the show, the scene you can't wait on, the middle of a song on the radio that you've been waiting to hear, or you're just getting ready, you're just about half asleep on the couch, and the National Weather System throws out those alarms.
Me, me, me.
They're annoying, aren't they? But that's not the purpose of them, is it? No, they're meant to warn us. And while we don't have that many around here, we do have some natural disasters that happen. We've had some floods. I know a tornado went about 4 miles from where I live one time in the middle of the night. And it's nice to have some kind of warning because, you know, most of the time we're really not paying attention if we're honest. We're kind of vegetating on the couch. We're doing this, our minds are 1,000 miles away, or maybe we're trying to do 200 things at the same time. And meh, 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 it's supposed to wake us up, draw our attention, get us alert. Such is our gospel lesson for today. I've heard so many interpretations of this passage, I won't even begin to start with it. But I think the bottom line, this is like a meh, meh, meh to us, to remind us that we're not asleep at the wheel. But we're called upon to be active. And that's built into Advent. Advent is not just about Christmas. As you can tell, we're ready. We are ready here at St. Jacob's for Christmas. We got the tree up, the neat, she's set up, all the candles are lit. There's nothing wrong with that because we're all excited about Christmas. The trouble is, we're not at Christmas. Not yet. There's a kind of holding and waiting to the church year in the church for a very good reason. Because most of us are not at those big celebration points in our lives, are we? We spend very little time in the actual great big moments of life. And we spend most of our times in the ordinariness of the days. So if all we're focused on is the big stuff, we waste most of life. Because those big things are just periodic. Nothing wrong with getting excited about them. Nothing forward looking forward to them. But you can't go on autopilot till they show up. Life does not happen. But neither are we, to be honest, on the next great event in the cosmic scale when Jesus shall come and restore his kingdom and the creation and a new earth and a new heaven, all those things which, you know, we could interpret any way we want to, but as a reminder of that, we don't know. As Jesus very clearly said, we need to know the day of the hour. So if someone can tell you when the day of the hour is, run, because they don't know. But it's a reminder to us. We don't live in the past exclusively, though we learn from the past and celebrate it, and we're not yet into the future. But there's a third dynamic to Advent. It is the present. Because we believe that Christ has not abandoned this world, nor our lives or days, and that everything that happens has meaning and purpose and value. And that's what the nah, nah, nah is supposed to do. You know, we're kind of getting lazily through sleep, like the illustration of the thief in the night. Light is surprising. You know, God is surprising. Jesus makes it very clear, God comes at an unexpected hour. You know, I like to say every generation is surprised by God back to the beginning. We will be no different. Exactly what God's doing around us, we have to be very alert and discerning. As I will remind you, my Lutheran brothers and sisters, nowhere in the Bible does it say we always did it that way. Though that seems to be our motto sometimes as Lutherans. But it does say periodically, behold, I do something new. I'm doing something unexpected. I'm coming in new ways and places and things. There is always this element that God is surprising. And the more we study it, the more we're comfortable with it, does not at all reduce the surprise ability of God. And if we're going through life sleepwalking, or always looking at our screens, or whatever it is we do to pass time, God's at work all around us, and we miss it. We miss the opportunities to have encounters with God outside these walls. Because, see, God's not just here 1 hour a week. You know, God is everywhere amongst us, at work, and doing. And we have opportunities to be part of wonderful things, but you got to have your eyes open and your ears open, and to use the old analogy that the young people will have to have explained by their parents, your antenna up. It means being alert. It means expecting unexpected. It means being involved in this day. But you see, this is as much a day of the Lord as any other day. No matter what big day in the past or in the future, this day values to God the same. God is at work. God is calling on us to be part of that process, calling on us to be part of His kingdom, calling on us to participate in random acts of kindness, in random acts of sharing with one another, of surprising encounters with people. Folks, God is real and active and coming into the world. And that's what Advent means, to come. Again, we come in the past. Christmas reminds us of Christ coming as a baby. Very important. The future reminds us that God will come again as King. Very important. But it also says the Spirit is at work today, and that's equally important for us to recognize. Can it be annoying? Sure. We'd like to run to the future of Christmas or the past of Christmas, depending on which one we like better. We'd like to get to those big events, and we don't want anything to get in our way. But we go into autopilot. We go into daydream, and we miss everything happening around us. So this Advent is a time of tension. You know, it's a time of a bit of annoyance, but these messages you're going to hear the next 4 weeks. But it's not meant to be annoying that way. It's meant to be challenging to us, to perk up our senses, to perk up our discernment of God in the world, to be a part of the kingdom that is going on around us, even if most of the world may miss it. God is still active. God still loves us in this world He's created, and God is still present. Here at worship, yes. Here in the meal, yes. But also every moment outside those doors, God is at work in, with, under, through, whatever terminology you like, you and I. So this day matters. This is the day of the Lord's coming. Now, I always love these passages because it says, the day of the Lord's coming, one left, one gone. You know, you never know. I think part of what the message is, you never know. Today may be the day you encounter the eternal. I'm not saying that as a threat, but we never know what's in front of us. Wouldn't it be a shame to be asleep at the wheel if this was the day? Whatever day it is, it's a day important to the Lord, and a day in which God has chosen to come and be among us, and a day for us to celebrate. Yeah, maybe not so much annoyances, but maybe wake up, live. The Lord is here. Amen.
Amen.